All right, DQ, thanks for joining us again. And I want to this week talk about the process of what you go through throughout the week. And obviously, fans see Sunday, they see you guys show up, but it's so much that goes on throughout the week. And talk about what you do as a head coach Sunday after a game. Obviously, last week was a tough loss. Talk about what you do. Did you go out with your family and go to dinner, or, you know, you dive right into the tape?
After the game, you know, whether you're home or away, there's certainly a routine that you get to. So your mind pretty quickly shifts to, you know, what's ahead.
Right.
And what's ahead for the players, what's ahead for, you know, the staff and for the team. So after you get Sunday, you're kind of getting your mind right for Monday, all the things, the message you want to get for the team.
Right.
On Mondays, for players and coaches, we call that Tell the Truth Monday.
Okay.
And everybody gets together, we put the tape on, we go through the things we did well, things we want to focus on for that week. For both the players and the coaches, having a routine is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And that routine begins for the coaches then Monday after the players leave. Now the process begins for the next game plan.
Okay.
And that will continue through Tuesday and into Tuesday night to get ready for Wednesday. On Tuesday, that's the players' day off generally.
Right.
And they also get treatment, and that's their time to help try to get their bodies back and get right. And then Wednesday is competition Wednesday. That's you and me battling against each other to get our game right, so we're ready to get, you know, for the next game for that Sunday. After that day is over and the players are out, the coaches start on the next phase of the game plan, you know, including third down and
right.
finish up the two-minute plan.
Right.
Then we'll come back together on Thursday. We make Thursday around here about the football. And they battle back and forth. If the offense can go the whole day without turning it over, they win the day.
Nice.
If the defense gets one, they win the day.
Nice.
And then after the players are done here Thursday, they'll review the base game plan again Thursday, go back through it, you know, the third down Thursday, and then the coaches get ready for the red zone and finish up on the last bit of the preparations they want to do. So then we do that Friday. And then sometimes, like in this case this week, we're heading out west. You know, for the division games, they're closed. You can travel Saturday.
Right.
And so that routine about Friday is about finishing. It's about finishing your preparation. So by the time you get to that game, you got your game plan down, you got your mind right, and then you're ready to go play at your best and let it rip.
Going on a short week like this, you leave on Friday. What the fans want to know, okay, you leave early. What do you actually do when you go out there? You have a practice on Friday, or
we always practice here Friday.
Right.
And then as we get on the trip, we get out there, you know, in the evening on Friday night. Then Saturday morning, we'll get up. We watch the practice tape from Friday.
Okay.
And then we'll practice somewhere locally. While we're out, you know, wherever that trip may be.
Right.
And then the nice part about a road game is home and away. When we get to that hotel, the routine stays the same, whether we're staying here in Atlanta, getting our routine right in the hotel, or on the road. That process stays the same, whether it's here or someone else or somewhere else. So this week, heading out west.
All right. Have a good process. We hope you finish it off with a big win in L.A.
All right, man. Good done with you.
Good stuff.